Another ongoing political struggle has been the one for gay rights. Today is Harvey Milk Day, and while today the rainbow flag flying over the Castro District is symbolic of the gay community, back in Harvey Milk's day, San Francisco was not as gay-friendly. Consider the words of Milk speechwriter Frank Robinson from a promo for the 2008 film Milk.
There were a lot of gays living in town, but there was no such thing as a gay community per se. Gays in town would elect friends of the community who would be your friends until you came to a rock and a hard place and then they didn't know you.
Almost four decades after Milk came on the scene, San Francisco is home to the first gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender historical museum in the country and only the second such museum in the world. Stephen Short reports from our archives.
If all you know about gay culture is what you see at annual gay pride parades, namely men in too little clothing or too much mascara and dykes on bikes, then you might learn something by visiting San Francisco's Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Historical Museum in the heart of the city's Castro neighborhood.
I think what this museum really does is to talk about sexuality, particularly queer sexuality, as a social and political process.
Amy Suwaoshi is one of three curators for the current main exhibit titled Our Vast Queer Past. She says one of the museum's goals is to normalize sexuality. But these displays also try to address broader issues.
It's also very much an issue of social justice, not just, you know, around issues of sexuality, but also for folks of color, for immigrants. The ways in which people of marginalized sexualities have also aligned with other marginalized communities in America makes this very much a story of social justice.
One of the first things a visitor encounters in the museum is a beat-up circular wooden table. You'd be forgiven for thinking that they forgot to put this away during construction if it were not encased in plexiglass and labeled.
This is Harvey Milk's kitchen table. It was actually in Harvey Milk's kitchen. It's the table that he organized on, that he ate on, that he laughed at. I mean, not laughed at, but laughed upon and cried upon, likely.
But when he was running for supervisor, or at least thinking about doing it, it was probably planned
exactly,
around this table.
Yeah. I mean, this table was used for everything.
Milk was the first avowed homosexual, to use a term from that time, to be elected to the San Francisco County Board of Supervisors, or anywhere else for that matter. He acknowledged the depth and diversity of the gay community in this local San Francisco TV interview from 1978.
How close am I to the gay community? Nobody can be close to the entire gay community because we go from the extreme left to the extreme right. And I am a good old-fashioned Harry Truman, Adlai Stevenson Democrat. I sit in the middle. Those on the extreme left think I'm too conservative. Those on the extreme right think I'm too liberal.
Supervisor Milk was assassinated in his city hall office less than a year after his election. The state of California designated May 22nd as Harvey Milk Day in his honor. Time magazine includes him on their list of heroes and icons of the 20th century. The museum includes video and audio excerpts from groundbreaking gay rights demonstrations and parades, matchbooks from many early gay bars, and even a few sex toys. Visitors can see the sedate outfits worn by Del Martin and Phyllis Lyon when they received the first same-sex marriage certificates in San Francisco, along with Harvey Milk's flamboyant pink sunglasses. More poignant than such public materials, however, are what appear to be mundane showings of home movies made by regular people prior to the gay liberation movement. Nothing racy here, just picnics and swim parties. But the fact that these were same-sex gatherings could have gotten these people arrested or might have led to violent attacks, as explained here by Del Martin in this archival tape from the museum.
We were really dealing with people who were had internalized homophobia, although we didn't know that word then, and with due cause, because we were considered illegal, immoral, and sick. And that's heavy duty to deal with.
Martin and her partner Phyllis Lyon are included in the oral history feature at the museum. The two women were pioneers in gay rights starting in the 1950s, a time before such an idea had even been formed. Curator Suwaoshi says histories of gay people can be difficult to locate,
particularly if they led lives that were more discreet.
because friends or families often toss out any evidence that could be associated with a homosexual lifestyle, either to save the family from embarrassment or because they just don't see the significance. The Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Historical Society, which runs the museum, is trying to change that.
It's really just to collect histories of everyday people. And so that's why we're a community kind of organization that preserves people's everyday lives, particularly people's lives who would be erased, overlooked, and neglected or deemed inappropriate.
Sua Oshii notes that the stories of these individuals, known and unknown, foster discussion about sexuality. Sex may be a private affair, but sexuality doesn't have to be.
This is to be played only in the event of my death by assassination.
There were major risks to such openness before the 1970s, and they continue today. Known homosexuals can still face loss of jobs, loss of contact with family, and even loss of life. Harvey Milk was well aware of this, as we hear in this tape that he recorded to be played in the event of his death.
I stood for more than just a candidate. I have never considered myself a candidate. I have always considered myself part of a movement, part of a candidacy.
The GLBT History Museum hopes that putting this once-hidden movement on display can help visitors, whether gay or not, to better understand gay life. And perhaps that understanding will even lead to acceptance. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.